Oh, hi, Betty. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Well, I had a couple of brief questions on my mind, and then I heard the guy earlier talking about viruses, and then this guy was just talking about oregano. Right now, I am doing war with a virus, and I'm not succeeding very well. Usually, the AMD bomb works, and I used that. It suppressed it, but it's not killing it. So then I, looked in my war chest, and I got out the salt, sinus salt rinse, and added a drop of oregano to that. And I took some colloidal silver. I increased my vitamin C, and I'm still not getting there. And I'm wondering whether potassium iodide might help, because I know you say you use it to head off germs, and I just can't seem to kill this one.
So I assume this one's in the sinuses, is what you're telling me, right?
Well, I mean, it's a virus, and so you get. It suppressed it enough, but I'm not getting the sore throat, thankfully. And I just have a little bit of drip in sinuses right now, but it's just not killing it. If I let up on any of this stuff, I'm afraid it's going to just come back roaring back. Because I let up on the A&D bomb, and next day it was after me again.
Okay. Well, keep in mind that in the short term, unless you happen to be allergic to iodide, which happens rarely, but it does happen, but in the short term, potassium iodide, even at high doses, is safe. It's when we keep up that high dose for weeks, and by the way, there's research on this. We have to keep it up for weeks, and then we might suppress the thyroid. So you could go to 12 to 15 drops of the potassium iodide in water, and you could use that if you wished every 4 hours while you're awake. You'll notice the taste. You'll notice it gets more drippy from the nose because that's what the potassium iodide does. But potassium iodide also kills a whole variety of germs, bacteria, and viruses. Little harder for it to kill funguses, but this does not sound like a fungus. And one can do that for 3 days if one needs to, but then I'd quit, ma'am, just to be on the safe side, and you might be at that point checking in with a natural medicine doctor, or maybe sooner.
Okay, well, that sounds like an idea. And the other idea I just heard from you, I'm putting a drop of the oregano in my sinus water, but maybe I should just take the tablets because they may be more, you get more in. I mean, I can't put more than a drop in the sinus water, or of course I
Right.
couldn't breathe it.
That's
Is
right.
that an idea as well?
Yes, ma'am. Unless, again, one is allergic to oregano, one's not going to hurt oneself with it. So you could, if you wish, consider doing the potassium iodide, and that will get all into the sinuses. It can't help it. That's what it does. And then you could do the oregano and just hope that enough of it will get into your circulation to help. Oregano helps more with the gut, though, because it's going right through that gut. I'm not going to tell you it won't help the sinuses. I just don't know there.
Ah, I see. Whereas the potassium iodide is going to head for the sinuses.
It heads for all the mucous mem I'm sorry, all the respiratory membranes, the lungs, the sinuses, all the respiratory membranes. It just loves it there. Who knows why?
Oh, okay. So all the respiratory membranes. Okay. All right. So I'm writing this down quickly. All right. The other things I had, which should be short, is oh, no, I'm losing spacing on it. The allergy. Oh, yeah. Last week I heard just part of your program because I was having to get ready to go to work, but I heard you say something about using CoQ10 for tinnitus, and I have that problem, but I didn't get to hear about the dose or how long it might take or, what it's all about.
It was a several-week study, ma'am. It didn't work on everybody, and it was 200 milligrams a day.
200 milligrams a day.
Yeah, and the nice thing about that is that CoQ10 is something produced in all of our bodies from the time we're small, so it's very unlikely to hurt.
How long did it take for if you could tell whether it was working or not?
It was a 6 to 8 week study, so if it hadn't worked by then, they gave it up.
I see. Okay. All right, that's good. And then the last question I had was if you think that you have a food that you might be allergic to, and you decide, okay, I'm going to go off this and test it. How long do you need to be off of it before you can figure out whether that's making any impact or not?
It really varies. Some of us show our allergies by an increase in the pulse rate. Some of us show our allergies by water weight retention. Some of us show allergies by diarrhea. Do you have a marker that for you says I'm allergic to something?
I think my body creates huge amount of mucus.
Okay,
I'm,
that's
I'm either,
a marker.
I mean, constantly, like I can sneeze, and if I sneeze, it takes me probably at least blowing my nose at least a dozen or more times to get rid of all the mucus that's jarred loose if I do that, or I'll get my lungs will be just loaded with mucus.
Right.
And they, and then I'm just coughing it up all the time, and I'm trying to kill that.
Well, the reason I asked, ma'am, is that some markers are quicker than others to clear. For example, the pulse rate will settle down within a day or two. But with a mucus accumulation telling you about allergy, you're going to need at least a week or two in order to say, oh, okay, I guess I'm clear of that, and I think I'll try it again to see if it does the same thing, if that's what you're thinking.
Okay, yeah, that's what I just want to kind of get a time frame so I can see, whether it makes any impact or not.
Takes a lot longer to clear mucus, is right.
Okay, well, I won't take up more of your time. I really appreciate the time. This is really helpful. And I'll go after my virus and see if I can get it another way. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.